thankful for your grace and mercy. Thank you for all the blessings you have showered upon us. We thank you for the strength you have given to us to possess our possessions. Thank you for taking away our weaknesses. Thank you, Lord, for moving us forward on every side. We thank you for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for changing the atmosphere of our lives to the same atmosphere in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your wonderful promises that are already coming to pass in our lives. We thank you for breaking in pieces limitations of darkness that have been stopping us from moving forward. We thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes to see the realities of your truth, the realities of your will, the realities of your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the love that fills our heart. Thank you for imparting into us the new love. Thank you for helping us to love you. Thank you for helping us to love your work. Thank you for helping us to love one another. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for fighting our battles. We thank you, Lord, because the attacks that came from the enemy did not succeed over us. You have not allowed the arrows of darkness to prosper against us. We are so grateful for that. Thank you because in the dreams the enemy came, but you intervened and you destroyed the enemy and you gave us victory. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the grace to have all that we need provided. We thank you because we are not begging for food. We are not begging for bread. You have given us all that we need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for spiritual food. Thank you because you are feeding us with the food of the Spirit. We are not starving spiritually. You are blessing us with revelations, with knowledge, with understanding, with wisdom, with the truth. You are using so many of your servants to feed us spiritually. And not only that, even as we study the Word of God personally, you have been feeding us spiritually. Be thou glorified in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for this ministry. We thank you because you have been so faithful to us in this ministry. This is a place where we come together to pray, and then we begin to see answers to our prayers. We thank you for the privilege to call upon your name with one voice and see answers coming from you. We thank you for that privilege to receive signs and wonders and mighty miracles from you. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for tonight. We thank you because in this meeting, in this program, we shall see you touch us once again. We shall see you help us once again. We shall see you bless us once again. we shall see our lives transformed because you love us so much. Thank you, faithful Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Help us to pray according to your will. Impart into our spirits and souls and bodies fresh fire of the Holy Ghost to pray and to prevail. Thank you, Father, because you have answered. Thank you because you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that the Lord will touch you. I believe he will help you as we pray together. Amen. I'm going to take some worship songs, and after that, we shall go into prayer points. Let's sing the song. He is able abundantly able to deliver and to save. Our God is able, abundantly able to deliver, those who trust in Him. He is able, abundantly able to deliver, and to save, Jesus is able, abundantly able to deliver, those who trust in Him. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How powerful is your name, oh Lord. How powerful is your name, oh Lord. Oh Lord, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. Oh Lord, Savior, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name, oh Lord. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh Lord, we cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. God, we praise you. God, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. You worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my heart. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. is Lord. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We will praise you forevermore. Everlasting to everlasting, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, we will praise you from everlasting, oh, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We lift your name higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. Savior, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above every other name higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. Savior, we lift your name higher. Jehovah, we lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift your name forever. Will lift your name higher. Savior, will lift your name higher. We'll lift your name higher. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship the King of Glory. Begin to praise the Rock of Israel, the I Am That I Am, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and the Omega, the God of Gods, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Rock of Israel, the bright morning star, I am that I am. Oh God, we praise you. Father, we worship you. We worship you for who you are. You are our Father. You are our Helper. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. You are our Healer. You are our Strength. You are our Hope. You are our Help. Father, we worship you. You are the one who fights our battles. You are the one who blesses us with great blessings. You are the one who lifts up our lives. You are the one who heals our sicknesses and diseases. You are the one who provides for us. Father, we worship you. You care so much for us. You bless us with abundance. Father, we worship you. Who is like unto thee, O God? You are the one who comforts us. You are the one who gives us joy and peace, even when there is troubles in our situations and environment. You give us joy, comfort, peace. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. All power belongs to you. All glory belongs to you. All dominion belongs to you. All victory belongs to you. You rules over all. You rules over your enemies. You are higher than everyone, higher than everything. You are the Most High God. You are seated on the highest because you are the highest. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for keeping us safe from arrows of darkness. We thank you for keeping us secure from destruction from the enemy. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for a new beginning you have given to us. We thank you, Lord, for great gifts you have released into our lives. We thank you for doors you have opened unto us. We thank you, Lord, for favor, divine favor you have placed upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your presence with us. We thank you for your power in us. We thank you for your grace working in us and through us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for what you are doing at the moment. And thank you for greater things you will do. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. We welcome you right here, Lord. Have your way in our midst. Take your place and give us victories. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have worshipped and preached and given him thanks. Amen. I welcome every one of you once again to the Lord's praises. And I believe that you will not go back the way you came. I believe you will not leave here empty-handed. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for everything I need to fulfill my calling and destiny is in you. Say, Father, thank you because everything I need to fulfill my calling and destiny are inside of you. Everything I need to become who you have sent me to the world to be, they are all inside of you. Say, Father, thank you for making all things available unto me. In the name of Jesus, begin to give thanks like that. Say, Father, thank you for making all things available unto me in you. Thank you for having in yourself the fullness of all things that I need in life. Say, Father, thank you for having in yourself the fullness of all that I need in life and destiny. Say, Father, thank you because the fullness of my helps are inside of you. The fullness of the strength I need, they are inside of you. The fullness of all the riches and wealth that I need, they are inside of you. The fullness of all the benefits, the support, the assistance, the victories, the miracles, the wonders, the signs, the healings that I need, they are all inside of you. Thank you for being so sufficient for me. Begin to thank him like that. Say, Lord, thank you for being so sufficient for me. Thank you for having all that I need. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All that I need are inside of you. All that I will need are inside of you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So now, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reveal to me. Reveal to me the wonders of your love. Reveal to me the wonders of your faithfulness. Reveal to me the wonders of your love. Reveal to me the wonders of your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, reveal to me the wonders of your love. Reveal to me the wonders of your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, show me how much you love me. Show me how much you love me. How much you care for me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, show me how much faithful you are. Show me that you are faithful. Show me that you are faithful. Reveal to me the wonders of your faithfulness. Reveal to me the wonders of your love. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, use everything in my life, use everything around me to show me how much you love me. To show me how much you are faithful. In the name of Jesus, reveal to me the wonders of your love. Reveal to me the wonders of your faithfulness. Show me, Father, how much faithful you are. In all situations, I find myself. Lord, show me that you are faithful. Show me that you are faithful. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So it is true that God loves you so much. And it is true that God is faithful. Yeah. But he can show you some of those things that will prove to you that he really loves you. He can show you some things that will prove to you that he is faithful. Now, so you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, by visions and dreams, reveal yourself to me to prove to me that you are faithful. You're going to say, Father, through visions and dreams, reveal yourself to me to prove to me that you are faithful, to confirm to me that you are faithful. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, through visions and dreams, I know that you are faithful. I have seen it in the scriptures. I have seen it several times that you are faithful. But Lord, use visions and dreams to show me the wonders of your faithfulness. Use visions and dreams to prove to me that I can trust you. To prove to me that I can depend on you. Lord, use visions and dreams to show me your wonders. To show me the wonders of your faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Because I want to trust you more. I want to love you more. I want to serve you more. Lord, use visions and dreams to prove to me the power of your faithfulness. To prove to me the wonders of your faithfulness. To show me the wonders of your faithfulness. To show me that you are so faithful. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, sometimes you don't need any signs to believe God. You don't need to see any signs to believe God. But sometimes you need to see signs. Yeah, sometimes you need to see signs. And some of these signs, God revealed them to us through dreams and visions. And also through certain events that happens in our lives. And sometimes through miracles. Yeah, so there is a way God can strengthen your faith by giving you signs. Some of these signs come through prophecies. Yeah, God can send someone to you, someone that doesn't know about your situation, someone that doesn't know about what you're passing through, and then God will give that person a word for you. So those are signs to strengthen your faith and trust in God. So there are times when you don't need any of these signs, and yet you'll be strong in faith and trust in God. Yeah, but there are times when you need them. Yeah, I know times when you don't need them, and I know times when you will need them, especially when you appear to be confused, you appear to be spiritually weak, especially when you appear to be like you don't know the right way to follow. Yes, confused. Yeah, or you appear to be manipulated. Maybe someone is trying to manipulate you and you don't know the right thing to do. So you're going to pray again. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, I know you are so faithful. I know you care for me. Father, show me or release signs and wonders into my life to strengthen my faith and trust in you. Say, Father, release signs and wonders into my life to strengthen my faith and trust in you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I know that you are faithful. Say, Lord, I know that you care. I know that you love me a lot. Lord, send signs and wonders into my life so that my faith in you will be strong, so that my trust in you will be strong. Lord, release signs and wonders into my life. Release signs and wonders into my life. Release signs and wonders into my life. Spiritual signs and wonders, physical signs and wonders, divine dreams, divine visions, divine revelations, physical miracles. Lord, every sign and wonders that I need to grow stronger in my faith and trust in you at this time. Oh Lord, please release them into my life. Release them into my life. I don't want to be weak in faith. I don't want to be weak in the spirit. Lord, help me to grow stronger in faith by signs and wonders. Help me through signs and wonders to grow stronger in my faith. Lord, the attacks of the enemy are so much. Lord, the enemy is waging war against my soul. Father, reveal yourself to me in tangible ways. Reveal yourself to me in very clear ways, so that my faith in you will be strong, so that my trust in you will be strong. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, reveal yourself to me in visible ways, in undeniable ways, in very tangible ways. Lord, reveal yourself to me in physical ways, so that my faith and trust in you will be strong. Lord, see how the enemy is attacking my faith. See how the enemy is attacking my trust in you. See how the enemy is trying to confuse and deceive me. Oh God of Israel, help my faith by signs and wonders. Help my faith through signs and wonders, through performing signs and wonders. Help my faith to be strong by revealing yourself to me in very clear ways, in very physical ways. Thank you, Father, as you did for Israel, as you did for the Israelites in the wilderness. They saw physical dimensions of you, physical manifestations of you. Lord, I want to see physical manifestations of you, so that my faith in you will be strong, so that my trust in you will be strong. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yes, the Bible says God is spirit. Yeah, and that God is invisible. But that doesn't mean that God is not visible. The fact that the Bible says God is invisible doesn't mean that He cannot reveal himself physically. Now, it doesn't mean that he cannot manifest physically in a very real and tangible ways. Yeah, God is spirit, but he's a physical spirit. Yeah, there are some spirits that they cannot be physical. Yeah, and God is not like those kind of spirits. God is a spirit that can be physical. I mean, is a spirit that can be seen. You know, just as Jesus was seen after he rose from the dead. I'm sure you can remember that account in the Bible. After Jesus resurrected from the dead, Jesus was seen. He was a spirit, but he was physical. So that the people could see him, they could touch him. Yeah. So they could even embrace him, they could hug him. But yet he was a spirit because he was disappearing and appearing. And then later he went up to heaven. Yeah, they couldn't see him again. So he was a spirit. He put on spiritual body. So the fact that something is a spirit doesn't mean that thing is invisible. I mean, doesn't mean that thing cannot be physical, and doesn't mean that thing cannot be visible. Yeah. So though God might not appear to you as he is, because if he does that, you might die. But God can appear to you physically. Yeah. He will appear to you in a way that you can relate with him without getting hurt. He can appear to you as your close friend. Yeah. So God is a spirit that is physical. And we saw him in the Old Testament. And we also saw him like that in the New Testament. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. In this new year, God wants to reveal himself to people in physical ways. Yeah. He wants to show you that he is with you, physically with you. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let the heavens open over my life. Let heaven open over my life for physical manifestations of your presence, for physical demonstrations of your presence. Lord, open the heavens over my life. Open your heavens over my situation. Open the heaven over my life and environment, and let me be able to engage, let me be able to relate, let me be able to connect with physical demonstrations of you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, oh God, open the heavens now. Thank you, Lord. Open the heavens now. Let all the heavens open that I may receive physical manifestations of you. Let all the heavens open that I may receive physical demonstrations of you in my life. That I may experience, that I may encounter, that I may engage with physical manifestations of you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let the heavens open. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Let all the heavens open over my life for physical manifestations of God, for physical demonstrations of the God of Israel in my life and situations, in my career, in my destiny, in my calling. Let the heavens open now for physical demonstrations of the Almighty God in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The Lord wants to show many Christians in this new year that he is physically with them, that he is physically involved in their lives and situations. Yeah, and he's going to do that to show you that he loves you, and to show you that he cares for you, and to show you that he is faithful. Yeah, so you're going to pray. begin to pray like that. Begin to say, Father, teach me to do spiritual exercises that will bring down your physical glory and power and presence into my life. Say, Father, teach me to do spiritual exercises. Teach me to do those spiritual exercises that will bring down your physical glory, your physical presence, your physical power into my life and situations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. The children of Israel, they saw the glory of God physically. They saw the power of God physically. They saw the presence of God physically. And the Bible says that what they saw was a shadow of things to come. If all the miracles they saw, if all the wonders they saw was just a shadow. Now tell me if there is not more than that available for you and her in this New Testament. If the Old Testament people saw a shadow and they could see physical manifestations of God, and the Bible said that was a shadow. So now tell me, we that are now going to see the substance of that shadow, tell me if there is not much more wonders available for you and I in Christ. So I want you to talk to God. Say, Lord, teach me to do things that will bring down your physical glory. Say, Father, teach me to do things that will bring down your physical power, your tangible power, your raw power. Teach me to do spiritual exercises that will bring down these things, these dimensions of heaven into my life. Oh God, teach me, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Teach me, Lord. Teach me to pray in such a way that heaven will come down physically into my environment. Teach me to fast in such a way that heaven and the angels of God will come down physically into my house, into my room. Teach me to do spiritual exercises. Teach me to do Bible study meditations that will bring down the whole of heaven into my life, into my situations. Lord, teach me to do these things because I want to see you in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. If Moses could spend time 40 days with God on the mountain without eating physical food, he was eating spiritual food. The angels were feeding him on the mountain for 40 days. And he came down from the mountain, his eyes were so full of light, they could not look at his face. If all that Moses experienced was a shadow of what is to come in this New Testament, now tell me if you should not see more than what Moses saw. Tell me if you shouldn't experience more than what Moses and Elijah experienced. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to do things that will bring down heaven into my life physically. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There are certain things I personally have seen and know and experienced and encountered that, you know, that has changed my life.
There are things I have encountered, things I have seen, things I have heard that has changed my life to the point that it will be too difficult for me not to trust God. It will be too difficult for me not to believe God because of what I have seen. And that is what God wants to do in this season. In each month of this year, God wants to show people wonders that will make their faith so strong, such that if the whole world are turning against God, you will not be able to turn against God. People that their faith was so strong to the point that they stood their grounds despite temptations and trials and tribulations. Those people, they were men who have seen something. They were men who have encountered God. Yeah. And what they have seen made them to be able to stand firm in the midst of terrible persecutions and temptations. So you need to see something from God. You need to encounter God. Yeah, you need it. You need it. Otherwise, you might not even make it to heaven. Yeah, and you might backslide. And then you might be deceived. Somebody might just come out and then say, this thing you have been believing is a lie. Now here is the truth. And then you just follow him. And he leads you to hell. So you're going to pray again. Yeah, I want you to be desperate about this prayer. It's not about how much prayer points we pray. It's about the effectiveness of these prayers. That is, how much do you want these prayers to be answered in your life? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me realities of you. Show me realities of you and realities of your kingdom in invisible ways, such that I remain immovable, such that I remain strong in faith to the end. Say, Lord, show me realities of you. Show me realities of your kingdom in very physical ways, such that I remain strong in faith forever, such that I remain strong in love forever, such that I remain firm in the truth forever. Lord, show me realities of your will. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I want to see realities of you physically. Thank you, Lord. I want to see realities of you in very physical ways, so that my faith will be so firm and unshaken and immovable till the end. Help me, Father. Reveal yourself to me. Thank you, Lord. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me, Father. Show me realities of you. Show me realities of heaven in very visible ways, so that my faith and trust in you will remain strong till the end. So that my love for you will remain firm and strong till the end. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit is telling me that, that many of you don't have time for Him. And that is why you have not been seeing the realities of Him and the realities of His power and His presence and His glory. He said many of you don't have time for Him. So meaning that you have time for friends, you have time to chat with friends, you have time to visit people, you have time to cook in the kitchen, you have time to talk to, I don't know what people do. You have time to watch movies. You have time to do many other things. You have time to work for money, to make money, but you don't have time for Him. So He said, that is why you have not known Him. That is why you have not seen His realities. Because if God speaks, it's a reality, it's a physical reality. For instance, I'm speaking to you now, you can hear my voice, and it's physical. So if God speaks, it's a physical reality, just like He speaks to me a lot. And then if God give you visions, they are physical realities. So some visions, you will just close your eyes and see it. Some visions, you don't even have to sleep. So these are physical realities. You're going to pray. So I don't know what you have been doing with your time. If you're not spending time with God, then I don't know what spending so much time doing. If not with God, I don't know what else is so important to spend your time with or to spend your time doing, if not with God. So meaning that everything is so irrelevant if you have not spent time with God. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I repent from occupying myself with things that has nothing to do with You and Your kingdom. Say, Lord, I repent. In the name of Jesus, forgive me and help me to be wise. Help me to use my time wisely. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I repent for misusing my time. I repent for using my time for things that has no divine benefit, things that has no divine profit, things that has no heavenly and eternal value. Lord, I repent in the name of Jesus. Forgive me in the name of Jesus and help me to begin to use my time wisely. Help me to use my time to seek You. Help me to use my time to fellowship with You. Help me to use my time to study about You. Help me to use my time to meditate on Your words. Help me to use my time wisely. Begin to talk to God like that. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, help me to use my time wisely. Help me to use my time to serve You. Help me to use my time to seek You. Help me to use my time to fellowship with You. Help me to use my time to pray, to fast, to worship You. Help me to be wise Help me to be wise in the use of my time. Forgive me for misusing my time. Forgive me for using my time on things that has no spiritual profit, things that has no divine benefit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Usually, when God begins to engage with a man, or maybe I should say, when God begins to engage with a man to draw him closer unto himself, usually God will start from testing him. Yeah, he will start from testing that man, trying to know how much such a man love him, how much such a man cares for him. Yeah, that is where God will start from. So God will begin to test you. If there are things you love so much more than him, God will begin to test you to see how much you care for him, how much you are willing to put yourself aside, to lay down your life because of him. So God will begin to test you. So the more you pass those tests, the more he comes closer, and the more of him he will be showing you. Yeah, so if God looks at you and he discovers that you are like Esau, you know Esau in the Bible? Esau, who was a profane man. Anyone that is profane, or maybe I should say to be called a profane person, is to be a man that disregards spiritual things. You are profane if you disregard spiritual things. Things that God regard with high esteem, and then you disregard it. You see it as is nothing. You see it as valueless. Then God cannot appear to you physically. Yeah. If the things that he holds at high esteem, you just hold it with dishonor, with disrespect, and you don't value those things, then you cannot see God physical. I mean, you cannot engage with God in physical dimensions. It's not possible. Yeah. So God is going to test your heart to check how much you care for him, how much you love him, how much you fear him, how much you honor him. Yeah, he will test you. So, and if you don't pass this test, you are not likely to experience these physical dimensions of God's glory that I've been describing. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, help me to live a life that is fully surrendered unto you. Many of us, we have not yet surrendered our lives. Though you profess that you have surrendered your life to Jesus, but you have not in totality. So you're going to say, Father, help me to fully surrender all my life unto you, so that when you test me, I will not fail. so that when you prove me, I will not fail. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Shiyake kadada. Mashihasa detejeda. Doriandi shebasa sanagalata. O God of Israel, help me. Thank you, Lord. Help me to live a life that is fully surrendered unto you. Help me to live a life that is fully surrendered, fully submissive unto you. A life that I've surrendered all unto you. A life that I've laid down all unto you. Lord, help me to live such a life so that when you test me, I will not fail you. Just as Abraham did not fail when you tested him. Lord, help me to live a life that is fully surrendered unto you. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You know, many people used to sing a song. They say, Abraham, blessings are mine. Yeah, but they do not understand the kind of man Abraham was. They do not fully look into what made Abraham and such everlasting blessing from God. They just want Abrahamic blessings. They want the blessings of Abraham, but they don't want to live the kind of life Abraham lived. Yeah, Abraham was a man who truly fears God, who truly loved God, to the point that he was willing to kill his only son. He was willing to do that to please God. Yeah. So, some of you, you must get to the point where you sacrifice what you love the most, what you crave for the most, what you desire the most. Until you sacrifice that, you might not receive this glorious visitations I'm talking about from God. Because every visitation and encounter that you get from God will always change your life forever. It doesn't live your life the same way it went. Yeah. So you're going to pray. What is that thing that you have not yet killed? What is that thing you love so much that you have not given up? And God demands that you give it up, that you lay it down. And that is why you have not been experiencing the power and glory of God in its fullness. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I hand over to you everything I desire so much, everything I love so much, that has been the limitation from experiencing the wonders of your glory and power and presence. Oh God, I hand it over now in the name of Jesus. If you are sincere with that prayer, open your mouth and pray it in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I hand over to you that which I cherish so much, that which I love so much, that which I desire so much, that is a limitation to my divine encounters, that is a limitation to my to receiving divine visitations, that is a limitation to experience the physical dimensions of your kingdom here on earth. Oh God of Israel, I hand them over to you now. Receive them now. I lay them down at your feet in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray some. It could be yourself. Yeah. It could be something in this world you so desire. Some people love their life so much, and they can't lay it down. Some people love things in this world, and they can't give it up. And that is why darkness has been stronger than you, because you have not given up that thing you love so much that is a barrier to your spiritual growth. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I lay it down now. That is if you mean it. Say, I lay it down now. I lay them down now. I give them hope now. Lord, I lay it down at your feet. Everything I desire so much, there is a limitation to knowing you physically, to knowing you experientially. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every darkness of fear. Every darkness of deception, every darkness of pollution that surrounds my life, blocking me from having an encounter with God, blocking me from knowing God experientially. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, I come against every darkness of fear, every darkness of doubt. Doubt is a darkness. Fear is a darkness. Begin to pray like that. Say, I come against every darkness of unbelief, every darkness of deception, every darkness of lust, every darkness of pollution that have surrounded my life to block me from experiencing God physically, to block me from having divine encounters with God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Every darkness standing between me and the visible glory of God. Every darkness standing between me and the visible presence of God. Every darkness standing between me and the visible power of God. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost now. In the name of Jesus. Do you really want to have this breakthrough? If you do, continue to pray with authority, with desperation. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them. Every darkness of pollution, every darkness of deception, every darkness of fear, every darkness of doubt, every darkness of unbelief that have surrounded me to stop me from receiving the divine encounters from heaven to stop me from relating with God face to face, to stop me from relating with the kingdom of God face to face. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them. Fire from the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Consume them now. I want to relate with God face to face, just as Moses did. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy this darkness standing on my way, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. God wants to reveal more of himself in these last days. God wants to reveal more of himself. He wants to make himself more visible. Yeah. Though they call him invisible God. Yes, he's invisible God. But he wants to make himself more visible now. Just as he did in many places in the Old Testament. People saw angels face to face. People saw God face to face. Yeah, so he wants to do the same thing in these last days. And the reason is because the kingdom of darkness, they have also advanced in their operations. So they are coming out more. They are no longer hiding. The kingdom of darkness and their agents, they are coming out more physical. They are in everywhere, they are in many things. So God also wants to come out in that way. And I want you to be among those people who will see God in that way in this year. That is why I'm so passionate about these prayers. I want you to be among those people who we experience God face to face, who we experience angels face to face, who we have encounter with heaven here on earth face to face. And I don't know if you are desperate for this. Yeah, is it, this is their life changing encounters. You don't remain the same again when you begin to relate with God in these dimensions. So you're going to place your right hand on your belly or your abdomen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your abdomen, or some people call it belly or stomach, whatever. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand there. You know, because the Bible says that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. So you're going to place your right hand on your belly, on your abdomen, and you're going to pray like this. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, ignite in me a great fire that will begin to launch me into all the realms of your kingdom, into all the realms of your glory, into all the realms of your presence. So Lord, stir up within me everlasting fire. Stir up within me your holy fire that will carry me and launch me into realms of you, into all the realms of you, in the name of Jesus, into the realms of your glory, into the realms of your presence. Lord, stir up in me, ignite in me your holy fire. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Ignite in me. Thank you, Lord. Stir up in me your fire, your everlasting fire, your propelling fire that will carry me and launch me into the realms of your victory, the realms of your presence, the realms of your glory, the realms of your wisdom, the realms of your revelations, the realms of your angels, the realms of your operations. Lord, stir up within me everlasting flames that will begin to launch me into the realms of your glory. I believe you're praying like that. As you're praying, something is forming inside of you. Continue to pray. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, stir up within me. Thank you, Father. Create within me a spring of fire that will launch me into heavenly realms. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There are realms of heaven that are available to every one of you. You don't have to be an apostle. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to, you know, to be someone with one special title in the church to engage with these realms. No, you don't have to. You don't have to be a pastor to begin to encounter the angels of God in a very close manner. You don't have to. So there are realms where you get these things. I mean, where you begin to encounter, you begin to encounter God face to face. You're going to raise up your right hand. I see that God wants to take many of you into these realms. God wants to launch many of you into these realms. And I'm not saying it just to make you feel excited. I'm saying it because that is what God wants to do in this season. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, take me away from every realm that is not your realms. Yeah, you can be in a realm and not know. Fear is a realm. Yeah, fear is a realm. Doubt is a realm. So all these elements of darkness, they are like a realm, they are like a bubble. You know when you are washing clothes? You know those bubbles? Those bubbles that comes from the foaming of the soap or detergent that you are using to wash clothes. You know those transparent bubbles that forms when you're trying to wash clothes? Yeah. So those spiritual realms, they are like bubbles. Yeah, so you can be encapsulated in a bubble. I don't know if you have heard that before. It can be encapsulated in a bubble, just like a balloon. So your life can be within that circle. Yeah, and until you are removed from that realm, you will not be able to see God. You will not be able to encounter God. Yeah, so there are realms. Fear is a realm, it's like a bubble. Doubt, unbelief, you know, this element of darkness, pride, loss. In the realm of the spirit, they are like those bubbles. They are realms. They are like rooms. Maybe I should use something more familiar to you. It's like you are in a room. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, remove me from every realm my life is that is not allowing me to encounter the realms of you. Every realm I am locked up in. Every realm my soul is locked up in. Every realm my spirit is locked up in. That is not allowing me to encounter the realities of you and your kingdom. So Lord, remove me from those realms now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Lord, remove me now. Remove me now. Remove me now. Remove me now from every realm that has encapsulated my life, preventing me from encountering the realms of God, preventing me from having an encounter with the realities of heaven. Oh God of Israel, thank you, Lord. Remove me. Remove me. Deliver me from those realms. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every realm of fear prevailing over my soul, break my fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every realm of unbelief be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every realm of doubts, every realm of pollution, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, every realm of worldliness that have encapsulated my life, my soul, catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every realm of pride that have encapsulated my spirit and soul, catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, remove me from every demonic bubble that have closed up on me, stopping me from entering into your realms. Lord, deliver me now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, I remember when God began to visit me to draw me closer unto himself. One of the things God began to do in me is to strengthen the channel by which he wants me to encounter him face to face. Yeah. God began to strengthen the channel. And the channel that God decided to be using to visit, you know, to come physically to me is the channel of his voice. Yeah. So for instance, if I am hearing from God, I don't hear from God like he's speaking like he's speaking to me far away. I don't hear from God like he's speaking from inside of me. Yeah, I hear from God like he's standing in front of me, talking to me, like he's standing beside me, talking to me, and I can feel it, and I can, you know, talk back to him, ask questions, he will answer. Yeah, so, but it took some time for me to have that channel opened to the point whereby, you know, God and angels can come through that channel. Yeah, and they can have conversations with me face to face. Yeah, I call it face to face because it's just like I'm talking to you now. There's no difference. The way I hear God is just like I'm talking to you now. Very audible, very clear, and just like he's sitting beside me. Even though I might not see him with the physical eyes, but I can see him with my spiritual eyes. Yeah. So I believe there is a channel God wants to be using to visit many of you. Yeah. It is not you who will choose the channel. It is God that will choose the channel by which he wants to manifest to you face to face. So he could decide to make you see him with your physical eyes. And he could decide not to do that. Yeah, you could decide some other means, but this means will be so real to you. You won't be able to deny it. Just like I'm speaking now, you can't deny that you are hearing my voice audibly. Yeah, so there are different channels God will choose to relate with you. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen my spirit. Strengthen my spirit to be able to discern, to be able to correctly discern and understand your presence and visitations in my life. Say, Father, strengthen my spirit. Empower my spirit. Train my spirit to be able to discern and understand your presence and visitations in my life. In the name of Jesus, to be able to discern your ministrations in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So Lord, strengthen my spirit. Strengthen my spirit to be able to easily communicate with you. Easily relate with you. Easily discern your presence. Easily discern when you have come to speak to me. Let my spirit be so awakened. Let my spirit be so strong that I will be able to discern your presence and be able to discern your visitations in my life. In the name of Jesus, that I'll be able to communicate with you in your presence, that I'll be able to speak with you, hear from you. Lord, strengthen my spirit for these things. In the name of Jesus, strengthen my spirit. I believe you're praying. So Lord, strengthen my spirit. If God has chosen to relate with you through dreams, for instance, yeah, he can strengthen your spirit to be having prophetic dreams, not dreams that has to do with the devil, and the attacks of the enemy. I'm talking about dreams that has to do with heaven. Dreams that has to do with divine messages. Dreams that has to do with heavenly visions. Yeah, dreams that has to do with the kingdom of God. Yeah, dreams that has to do with prophetic messages. Yeah, those are the kind of dreams I'm talking about. Say, Lord, strengthen my spirit to be able to receive messages from you, to be able to receive your presence and discern it and understand all that you are saying to me, and be able to discern the intent of your heart. Lord, strengthen my spirit for this. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I have said it some time ago. I said the spirit of a man has a capacity that is as big, as large, as the whole head times seven. You know how big the whole world is, how large it is. Now let's say times seven of the capacity of the head. Just the spirit of a man, just your spirit, is as big, as large as times seven of the heart capacity. So that tells you that your spirit can stretch very far. It can stretch very wide. So when God is engaging with you, God is engaging with your spirit. God will come into the atmosphere, into the room of your spirit. And God will be ministering to you like that. Yeah. So for instance, if I tell you that God came into my room, I'm referring to the room of my spirit. Yeah. So your spirit can have a very large capacity to welcome angels, to welcome God, to welcome heaven. So your spirit, it can be very large. So to receive all manner of spiritual operations, to experience all manner of divine encounters. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, some of you, your spirit has a very low spiritual capacity because you have not trained it. Your spirit can stretch, your spirit can stretch to the point that your spirit can bring down heaven into the earth. As you are praying, your spirit can bring down the whole of heaven into the earth. Just the spirit of a single person can do that. Yeah, I mean the whole of heaven into the earth. Yeah, but God has to do something to your spirit for it to stretch that way. For instance, as I'm praying like this, my spirit is like covering the whole earth. So when I'm praying with a spiritual capacity that can touch anywhere in the world. That is why many times I find myself traveling in the spirit into countries. I see myself traveling in the spirit into hospitals to pray for people. Sometimes I'm aware, sometimes I'm not aware. Some people beside me will be telling me that they saw a vision, that they saw my spirit go to somewhere to pray for people. Yeah, and sometimes I see it myself. Yeah, so that is an example of what happens when your human spirit has gained a large spiritual capacity. Yeah, so you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, release fire into my spirit to expand my spiritual capacity for dangerous and victorious spiritual operations in the earth. I'm going to take that prayer point again. You're going to say, Father, release fire into my spirit to expand my spiritual capacity for dangerous and victorious divine operations in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Even if you don't understand this prayer point, just pray like that. Pray like that. And you can write it somewhere and pray it again later on your own. Begin to pray, say, Father, release fire into my spirit. Release fire into my spirit. And expand my spiritual capacity to be able to carry out dangerous victorious divine operations on earth. Lord, let my spirit be so enlarged and empowered to be able to bring down your kingdom into the earth. To be able to pray and see great results in the earth. Lord, release fire into my spirit to achieve it. In the name of Jesus. Talk to God. Ask God to do it to you. If he can do it in me, he can do it in any person. Say, Lord, enlarge my spiritual capacity. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you don't make sometimes you don't make effective use of the gifts God has given to you. You are not effectively using the gifts, the spiritual gifts God has given to you, because you have a weak spiritual capacity. And sometimes you receive impartations. Yeah, you receive impartations, but you don't make good use of them because you don't have the capacity to use them. Yeah, for instance, there have been a lot of impartations that I am aware happens every time we pray on this platform. God puts certain things into your life. Yeah, but you don't see these things being expressed. You don't see these things manifest. Yeah, because you have a very small spiritual capacity. Yeah, some people, God has given them powerful anointing, but they can't make effective use of that anointing. Because they have a weak spirit. Your spirit is weak. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your strength be magnified in me. Let your presence and your strength be magnified in me to enlarge my spiritual strength and capacity Say, Lord, magnify your strength and presence in me to enlarge my spiritual strength and capacity so that I can function the way you want me to function, so that I can enjoy spiritual benefits. Spiritual benefits that are mine in Christ Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, magnify your presence and your strength in me so that my spiritual strength and capacity can enlarge. So that my spiritual strength and capacity can grow in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, magnify yourself in me. And as you are doing that, let my spiritual strength be enlarged. Let my spiritual capacity be enlarged so that I can enjoy my relationship with you, so that I can get to know you more in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, something is happening. As we are praying this prayer, something is happening right there where you are. Say, Lord, magnify yourself in me. Magnify yourself in me. And as you do that, let my spirit enlarge. Let my spiritual strength enlarge. Let my spiritual capacity enlarge, so that I can enjoy my relationship with you, so that I can function spiritually, ministerially, as you want me to function. So that my spiritual gifts can function as they should function. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have 5 more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. Yeah. You're going to pray. In one of my recent posts, I was showing how laziness can limit your spiritual growth and advancement. Yeah, some people, they are so lazy spiritually. Yeah, they can be diligent in secular work, but in spiritual things, they are so lazy. Yeah. So you're going to pray. If you are lazy and you are not diligent, you can't experience all these things we have been talking about. So the spirit of laziness must die in your life. You must be able to press in. You must be able to continue to knock, to continue to seek God until you see God. You must not stop. You must be a man like Elijah that will pray until he see the result. You will not stop praying until you see changes. Yes, and a lazy man cannot do that. A lazy man cannot continue to fast and pray until he sees his life change, until he begins to have spiritual encounters, divine encounters and divine experiences. So you are going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I come against every spirit making me lazy in seeking God, every spirit injecting laziness into my soul, injecting laziness in the place of prayer, every spirit causing you to be lazy, to pray, lazy, to fast, lazy, to do spiritual exercises, thou will change my life. I come against you, die in the name of Jesus. I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. See, every spirit of laziness preventing me from doing spiritual exercises that will elevate me spiritually, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. I command fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy every spirit that has possessed my mind, every spirit that has possessed my body, every spirit that has possessed my soul to cause me to be lazy in spiritual exercises, to be lazy for spiritual exploits, die now, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. You spirit of laziness, die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you are praying like that. Say, I command fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy every spirit of laziness, causing me to be so lazy to do spiritual exercises that are meant to elevate me spiritually. Die in the name of Jesus. I command the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy them all. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, separate from me every spirit of weariness, spirit of discouragement, spirit of laziness, every spirit that is pulling me backward from growing spiritually. Fire of the Holy Ghost, separate them from my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have 4 more prayer points. Yeah, 4 more prayer points. Now, you need to understand that you have to come to the point of permanent resolution. Permanent resolution. Where you make a permanent decision that this, a permanent decision like, this I hate, this I love, this one I'm against it, this one I'm for it. So you have to come to that place. If you begin to enjoy your relationship with God, so there are things you have to permanently cut off from your life, because they will not allow you to have these spiritual breakthroughs we are talking about. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to permanently cut off everything hindering my spiritual breakthroughs to knowing God experientially. Say, Father, help me to permanently cut off from my life everything that is hindering my spiritual breakthroughs, my breakthroughs to knowing God face to face, to knowing God experientially. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me. Help me to make permanent decision to hate sin. Help me to make permanent decision to hate unrighteousness, to hate worldliness, to hate darkness, permanent decisions, to hate carnality. Help me to make such choices, such choices, that I may break through into knowing you closely, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, so we have three more prayer points.